ואיר על אברהם, על יצחק ועל יעקב וכל שקי, ושמי השם לא נדעתי להם. דהיינו, the Rebbeinu Shlalom is saying that the tzura of this galus of the Meshefer is in different shemois, and klapi the obis be'etzem, he wasn't this galus with the shem havaya. The reason is, be'etzem is already nirmas in the pasuk before, vayedaber, elikim el Moshe, vayedaber is lashon koshe, midas hadin, vayomer elav ani Hashem, Hashem is midas harachamim. Klapi the obis, it wasn't necessary to be nizgal with the midas harachamim. This that the Rebbeinu Shlalom be'etzem created the world with midas hadin, and then afterwards he was meshatef with midas harachamim. Klapi the obis, it wasn't necessary. But now to take the yidden out of Mitzrayim, it requires taka the shem havaya to make a mapecha. But we know that the emes is that vayedaber elikim el Moshe, the elikim that comes to Moshe's megala, that he says ani Hashem, because Hashem hu ha elikim. The emes, it's really a vada one. There's only one. There's one b'shefer. He manifests himself sometimes as Hashem, sometimes as elikim. But the emes is Hashem hu ha elikim. In the Tikkuni Zohar it says that Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, can be spelled many ways. One of the ways it's spelled is Yud, you spell out the letters, the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and then the other letters, the Hey, the Vav and the Aleph, each have an Aleph. Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and Hey Aleph. That's one of the various ways to spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei. In that way, if it's Miluyim with Alephs, I mean, Yud is always Yud Vav Dalet, but if the Miluyim of the Hey and the Vav are with Alephs, so the Sachakov of that is 45. 45 is Ma, Mem Hei. Mem Hei b'miluai is 86, which is Elikim. So Hashem, who Elikim? The Milui of Aleph, of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, ends up being Elikim. Who are the Yud Kei Vav Kei? In Atbash. In Atbash, it's Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, which is 300, which is the Gematria of Elikim in Milui. If you spell out the letters of Elikim, it's 300. And again, there are various other Refanim that Hashem, who Elikim, and the Rebbeinu Shlalom is saying that to the obvious it wasn't necessary, but now Taka, it's necessary the other shame. The Baal HaTurim brings that Hu Adin in the names of the others already. Also, you have Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram. The Soif Tevis of Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram is Beis Kuf Mem in Atbash. That's Shakai. That's the same Gematria Shakai. And the Rosh Tevis of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's 21. That's the shame A that we had in last week's parsha. So the other shemes are also Nirmas and the shemes of the others. The pasuk continues. The Rebbeinu Shlalom says these are the famous psukim that are the theme, or part of the theme on Leil HaSeder. The arba l'shoynis of Geula, v'hoytzeisi eschem mitachas sivlis Mitzrayim, v'itzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti. The arba l'shoynis of Geula, in the beginning of the 10th parak in Psachim, when the Mishnah says that a person is supposed to have arba koyses shol yayin, Rashi brings the makars from the Yerushalmi. In the beginning of every Psachim over there, that the dalit koyses, there are so many ramazim, but one of them, a main theme that they bring, is that the Dalet Kaisis is connected to the Dalet L'shoynis of Geula. The emes is there's a fifth Lashon of Geula. V'heveisi eschem. V'heveisi eschem. But there's a suffix if that Kais also should be drunk as a Hashlama to the fifth Lashon of Geula. The emes is it didn't happen. V'heveisi eschem. That door of the Midbar didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole long story. And the Torah spreads out the story. The mice, they didn't. And then Mr. Arachayim HaKadosh asked, how could it be not? The Rebbeinu Shlalom was Mavtiach, Emel of Nei Yisrael, Ve'hevesi Eschem. So he says, yeah, there was a Tanai. After Melakachti, it says, V'yadatam ki ani Hashem. The Tanai of V'yadatam ki ani Hashem is a Tanai. Epis, whatever the Bechin of the Chet of the Meraglim is, a Heder, a Chesaron in the V'yadatam ki ani Hashem, Memele, he's able to be Mestalik from the Havtoch of Ve'hevesi.
That's why it says, Ve'hem L'yod Udrocha.
Ve'hem L'yod Udrocha, yeah. Oh, okay, good. That's your stuff. So on Kaponim, it's called what? The Kais is called Kais Shel Elio, because since Elio is the one that's Mechari, we have a suffix if we should drink it, so it's called Kais Shel Elio, because it's a suffix if you're supposed to drink it. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi brings that another Makar for the Kais is that in the dream of Yosef, by the Saramashtim, it says Kais Shel Pari over there four times, and that's the remez for the Arba Kaisis. Now, why is it Arba Kaisis of Yayin? Maybe four matzis. Actually, there are, if you go with the Arizal, that the Arizal's minig is to have three matzis, but then you break the middle matzis, so that's four. Why not four egoizim? I don't know, a lot of things. Four cups of orange juice, so why Arba Kaisis shel Yayin? So Yayin is Misamul, the Abba, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nazkira, Doidecha, Mi Yayin. Another thing is that Yayin is Misamel, how we are separated from the Goyim. We say in the Hemshech of the Agoda, Vehi, Sha'amdala, we say, because we separate ourselves, that we're not Shoyse Yayin of Anachri. That's what keeps us separated. Vehi, Sha'amdala, we say, the not drinking the Goyish wine. Also, wine, different than anything else, if it would be just four egoism, I mean, one egoism, another egoism, they're all the same flavor, they're all the same time. Maybe you get a stomachache eventually, but it's not moisif more. Yayin is not like that. Yayin is moisif ha'olach, the second case, and then the third case. The simcha that comes from the yayin is exponentially grows. That's the remez of the Indian of yayin. Now, the Rashbam in Bava Basra actually brings the Arba L'shoynus of Geula in Daf Nun Ches. But he writes, Voitseisi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'yvesi. He skips v'yitzalti. Voitseisi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'yvesi. Maybe it's a fargrais, but that's what he says. What's worse is that the Rashbam in Pesachim, in Arabic Pesachim, we also have the Rashbam. Over there he has a different shinui. He says the correct four, the ones that we know, but he puts them in the wrong order. He says, Voitseisi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'yitzalti. Ulai! The Rashbam in Pesachim is really like the Rashbam in Bava Basra. He skips v'yitzalti. Why? I don't know. But maybe the correct order is like he says, but it's Vaitseisi v'ga'alti v'lakasti v'hevesi. When he says Vitalti there, it's Fagreist. It's Fagreist that it should have said v'hevesi. Matu mishmei from the Gra, he says that be'etzem the Arba l'shoynus of Geula are really Vaitseisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'ga'alti. He says v'lakasti is already Matan Torah, v'lakasti eschem li la'om, that's Kabbalah Satorah, that's Klaus for becoming a nation, that's separate. The Arba l'shoynus of Geula are Vaitseisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'ga'alti. Notwithstanding that Avada, it only says v'ga'alti once. It doesn't say tzvei mo v'ga'alti in the Torah. Oh, but the Goyin says that the Arab l'shoynus are v'ga'alti v'ga'alti. Says the Goyin, even though Rashi and Pesachim, the Rishami, the Medrash, and many other Mekoyris of Chazal say v'itzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti, says the Gra, it's a toyis atfus. It really should say v'itzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'ga'alti. It's very hard to find a bar plukta on this Gra. Because we have Rashi and the Rashbam and the Yerushalmi and the Medrash. He says it's supposed to say with the Evigalti. So it's hard to find a printed or even Savyad Haychacha from a Risha and not like the Gra. But I found one. A Balaturim in this week's Parsha. The Balaturim says that the Arab and the Shoinus of Geula, Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilokachti, is Gematria, Ze Anishabi Yisrael, Yifrish Loim, and Arba Kaisa Shal Yain. And the Gematria works out with Vilakachti. So that's already a Raya, not like the Gra. And also it answers why Taka, we said, why not Yain, why not Mitztapuzim or something. There it says, because that's how the Gematria works out. Right. That Be'etzim, we know there's a fifth Lashon of Geula, Ve'hevesi. And he says, La'asad Lovi, there's even a sixth one. V'nosati oysal lochem my Rasha. That we're going to get the Eretz Yisrael forever. V'nosati lochem my Rasha. He says there's six Lashonis of Geula. Now, if you do it, that some cipher says that Kois, Kois is 86. The same way Elikim, Midas Adin is 86. Kois is 86. And as we know, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim, as it's Mefurash Pasuk, they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. In the end, they were there for less. Chishe Vesakets. But the Koishi Yashiva was only 86 years. The Spitz Koishi Yashiva was 86. And that, the Chidor already brings in others, why we drink four Koisos. Because we were supposed to be 430. You know how much 430 is? 5 times Kais. 86 times 5 is 430. And we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 430 years, which is 5 times Kais. We only stayed one Kais. The Kais Yashiva we had was only one Kais. So to commemorate the other 4 Kaises, we drink 4 Kaises. Says the Chasam Sofer, but Lo Asid Lovi, there's going to be even 6. And 6 Kaises is already 516. And that's what it says in Tehillim. But Tabit Eini B'Shurei B'Kamim Alayim Mireim Shurei is 516. And we know that Vaschanon is 515 and Moshe Rabbeinu Davin 515 Tfilas. Tfilas Gematria 515. Shira's Gematria 515. And we were supposed to get into Eretz Yisrael 515. But that wasn't enough. Hashem told Moshe to stop. Hatikvah is 516, but that's not connected. But what's connected is that Zokta Chasam Sofer Shurei. Shurei, Batabit Eini B'Shurei is the 6 choices of Vinosati Oysa Lachem, and that's going to be by the Geula Hasida. That's the Hashlam of the Dalit Koises. Now, the Parsha continues. Eila Rashi Bati Avoisam. The Torah gives a quick rendition of Ruvein and Shimon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klei Yoker explains, and others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for a Goyel, and eventually finds one in Shevet Levi. Now the Torah elaborates to tell us why and who Moshe and Aaron are. There's many pshatim, but there's one pshat. You know, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Lametes, Moshe min haTorah minayin, and it brings a remez from the pasuk in Bereishis, B'shagam hu basar, v'hayu yom of mei ve'esrim, B'shagam gematria Moshe. What's the pshat? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is human. It's not like maybe in other umois and other basois that ki'ivu they say that their leader is somehow elohus. No. It's B'shagam hu basar Moshe Rabbeinu. We're now going to be discussing in Bereishis. He has a father, an uncle, a cousin. He's from Klal Yisrael. He didn't land here from Shemayim. And now the Torah says, "Who Aaron and Moshe? Who Moshe and Aaron? The two brothers. Moshe Rabbeinu is avada gadol benaviim, but it says, "Who Aaron and Moshe? Who Moshe and Aaron? L'lamoid sheshkulim heim. The betzim they were shoved. I think we spoke out last week already. The emes is that Moshe and Aaron complement each other. Each one has a different maila. According to some Sfarim, Moshe represents more Torah, Aaron represents Tefillah, and Torah and Tefillah are Shavim Heim. Avada in Nevuah, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah Avada, is to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the greater in the concept of Nevuah. But the Sfarim also explained that in the Musaf of Moshe and Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu represents Shammai, and Aaron represents Hillel. There's a whole Arichas on that, but I think we mentioned that already last week. Lagabi the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Loi Ish Devarim Anoichi. Seif Tevis Shammai. So Hashem says back, okay, I'll send Aaron, who ye elchalapeh? Seif Tevis Hillel. And that's how they complement each other. Moshe Rabbeinu also, Aaron is Gadol B'shonim, and each one has milas over the other one. There's a cute story that they say, it used to be in printed Sfarim, I haven't seen a sefer like this in a while, but in the Sharblat of Svarim that were printed, there used to be like two columns, and on top there would actually be a Demus, a Tziur, Kilu, of someone that was supposedly Moshe Rabbeinu. Usually there was horns, because it says Kikaron or Panav, and Aaron, who would have a long white beard, I guess they assumed, but it had also the Choshen, the Tzur of the Big Dekuna. But in a lot of these printed Svarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall and thin, and Aaron was short and quite larger. And someone asked the printer, why did he do that? He said, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas high. And Aaron Avada was less because he needed to go up 3 steps to go up to the menorah, which was only 18 tefachim. He says, okay, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was tall. He says, yeah, but on the other hand, it says, shkulim heim. So if they weighed the same, and Aaron was much shorter, you had to make him heavier and Moshe thinner. Kach motem ishmei from the madpisim of the svarim. Yeah, well, there was a few different ones with that, I think. Who Aaron and Moshe? Moshe and Aaron together, the gematria of Moshe and Aaron is 601. Atar. Atar Shechinte, the mokim of the Shechina. Atar. Atar Shechinte, Moshe and Aaron is Atar. Atar is 601. It also represents Shishim Ribi of Klal Yisrael with 600, plus 1, connecting the Shishim Ribi of Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this is now Moshe Rabbeinu at the age of 80 and Aaron at the age of 83. The Pasuk says in Mefarsh, after explaining that they are human and they have parents and they're part of Klal Yisrael, and it says, Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana, V'Aaron ben Sholosh, Shmoinim Shana, V'Davram El Paroi, and you know, they hadn't seen each other in many years. By the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu has a shock of the Torah, he tells, send Aaron, and you know, the Medrash says, even Ihu Yoda Aaron. Aaron, the Roach of the Samach Baliba, Ilu Yoda Aaron, that the Torah would say on him, the Roach of the Samach Baliba, he would go to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tupim of Mechaibus, the Sfarim asked, what? And because he didn't know that they're writing it, so he wouldn't, what's the catch? So the Kehilas Yitzchak, he says, Amoyri Tekezach, he says, Aaron had so no negius about this Inyan, he didn't realize it's even a Maila, Fashtetzach. It's Poshit, it was Betivi, that it was Roach of the Samach Baliba, he didn't chapitz in the Sayin. Ibu Yoda, that the Torah would say it as a Shebach. So yeah, to set a thing straight, he would go with Tupam Mechaylis. He didn't feel it was necessary because he didn't feel it was in the gears. But they're working as a team together over here. There's a famous kasha, the Achrayim ask. The famous kasha of the search for the missing year. The Yiduah kasha. It says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. It's a pasuk. It also says in the end of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of his Petira on Zion Adar, Ben Meir Ve'esem Shana Neichi Hayoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 years, right before Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, It's mefurish in the Pesukim in Yeshua that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter on Zion Adar. They had avelus for him for 30 days. And then a few days later on Yud Nisan, they entered Eretz Yisrael. All that is for sure documented. And he says mefurish, he was 120 years. So that leaves, now at the beginning of the story, he's 80. When he was nifter, it was 120. And the Yidden were in the Midbar after Yetzias Mitzrayim for 40 years. It's a mefurish pasuk. It says Aboyim Shana Oket Bedor. It says in Tehillim, but it's also a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach by the Mon. What? Yeah, Ubnei Yisrael Ochel Asamon Aboyim Shana. So, this is now before the story of the 10 Makos. The 10 Makos take place how long? Over a period of a year. It's a Mishnah in Idios. The Mishnah says in Idios that Mishpat Mitzrayim was Yud Beis Chodesh. And as such, they went through the Makkas. I guess there was a 1 week there was a Makkah, then for 3 weeks vacation, and on. And it's a process be'erich of a year. So, if Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 before the story of the 10 Makkas, and then there's a year for the 10 Makkas, and then 40 years in Mitzrayim adds up to 121, but it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 when he was nifter. So where did the missing year go? So what could you do about that? So there's a few ways to go. You have to know, it's a three-pronged question based on these hanachas. You have to Someone has to give up a year over here. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Hagoyis Yaivitz in the end of Masechta Zvachim and Kuf Yud Ches, and he says without blinking, yeah, they were only in the Midbar for 39 years. It's rounded off. There are a lot of kashas on that, but that's what he says. There's another model to say that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really 80. He was entering his 80th year. He was really 79. There's a lot of kashas on that also. There's another model to say that the 10 makas maybe didn't happen over a period of a whole year. Maybe Taka, it was within 2-3 months. It was a quick job. What?
That wouldn't help. It ended on Tesvav Nisan, but his birthday was Zion Adar.
Yeah, it ended on Tesvav Nisan. His birthday was Zion Adar.
Was
yeah, in Ibriar. In Ibriar, Zion Adar to Tesvav Nisan gives you 71 days. 71 days, 2.5 months. Yeah, the Mishnah Vidyus, we mean that the Mishpat started earlier already, you know, the Mishpat started earlier. Anyways, Lamashal, Pascha Shibud Abiseinu Mitzrayim, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dafin Aleph, was only on Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Vaistachos, that means during the first few Makos, they were still in the middle of the Shibud. The Shibud continued on. But at the point of which Rabbeinu now is going to power, and he has to show him some Moifzim, and there's a famous Vart from the Noam Elimelech, because it says in the pasuk here, Ki yedaber aleichem pari tnu lachem moifes. You know, moifes machers, kishef machers, or whatever you want to call it, the chartumim, they know the tricks, whether it's sleight of hand or there's really koiches atumo or whatever, piling things. The guy that's doing the show, he's not in a spall. He practiced a couple of dozen times before. He wants the audience to gasp and say, wow, but he's not supposed to be in a spall. Now, what Moshe Rabbeinu is being demanded from Pari, Pari wants to Moshe Rabbeinu to show that really there's a Bashefer here that's like on top of him. Tnu lachem moifes, do something that you yourselves are going to be wowed. Tnu lachem moifes, not tnu lonu moifes. Pari says, do something to me, and I want to see that you yourself get in spo.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been.
Now, it says in the Pasuk, what?
They wouldn't have been in spo, because they were all Kishmachers themselves. They wouldn't have been in spo anyway.
Oh, so it's only for them? No, that's not what he was asking for. No. He wanted something that Shenemu they wanted to follow. He says, "Va'amat asher nepach lenoch ashtichach biyadecha." Ki yadua, there's a cloud that kishif in water turns back into its original state. Kishif is a dimyon that the thing looks like something else. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu's mata already turned was a nochash and ate up the other matis of the Mitzrin, which is a hispilus, that a mate eats another mate. That's even a bigger hispilus than a nochash eating another nochash. But the Mitzrius wanted it downgraded. And they said, maybe it was really a nochash. And Moshe Rabbeinu took his nochash and made it into a mate. And yeah, sold it. So Moshe Rabbeinu took his mate, and it ate up the other matas. it's type of big hispilus, but maybe we could downgrade the hispilus that it was really a nachash who looked like a matah that's eating other matahs. Now that's still a major zach, but you know, it downgrades it one step. So says the Margolius Hayam, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was being told now by the Meshech, but take that same matah and hit the Yaor. If it was really a nachash and only looked like a matah, it would turn back now into a nachash. That's going to show that it's really a matah, and Lemafreya now tell us that the hispilus of matah eating matah was even a bigger nes.
That worked that way.
Why not?
Well, for Ram is fault.
Because the hispilus have a matah eating a matah, yeah. In the Maka of Dam, Tzfardeya, and Kinim, Dam and Tzfardeya attacks the water, Kinim attacks the Ofar, turns into Kinim. Now the Psukim use a lashon of Bilateyem, and sometimes it says Bilahateyem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin differentiates between Lahateyem and Lateyem, and it says, and there's various pshatim in the Rishonim, but we're going to speak out a beautiful pshat from the Beis Halevi in Parshas Bishalach. He explains what's going on over here by us in Ve'era, that there's a difference between Kishif and Shadim, and he says, Kishif is a dimyon, it makes something look like something else. Shadim is real, that it brings something from somewhere else. It transports something real to somewhere else. Now, Dam and Tzvardeya, you can't do with Kishif, because it's water, and water automatically puts Kishif into its original state. But they could use Shadim. Kinim, there's a problem. You can't use Shadim. Why? Because there's a rule. Shadim doesn't work on something pachas mikisa oira. And it's too small. It's too small to use Shadim. The Shailas, but maybe they used Kishif. Moshe and Aaron make Kinim. And suddenly the Chartumim say, Etzbe Elikim. There's a spotless of Etzbe Elikim that, it, you know, take a checklist. It's not Kishif, it's not Shadim. They didn't have anything else on the list. Etzbe Elikim. Maybe it's Shadim. No, too small. Can't transport it that small. Maybe it's Kishif. All right, until now, the teretz why it wasn't Kishif was because it was on water, but maybe Kinim they're doing with Kishif. What's the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu Etzbele Kinim? Maybe it's Kishif. The teretz is, why weren't the Chartumim able to do Kinim? In a Hanami, they can't bring Kinim from somewhere else because it's too small and they can't do Shadim. But why couldn't the Chartumim Taka do Kinim? Why Taka not? The answer is there's another rule in Kishif. You can't do Kishif unless your feet are on the ground. Were they on the ground? Well, it depends. Moshe Rabbeinu made the offer into Kinim. If it's really Kinim, then they're not on the ground. And that's why they can't do the Kishif. But if Moshe Rabbeinu did Kishif, that means it really is offer. It just looks like Kinim, and then they're still on feet on the ground. They should also be able to do Kinim. So from the fact that they weren't able to do Kinim, they caught on that it's real Kinim. And then they said, okay, checklist. It's not Kishif, because then it would still be offer and we'd be able to work also. And it's not Shadim because it's too small. That's the cheshbin of the Lateim and the Lateim.
Which really can't fly on a broomstick?
What?
Which on a broomstick?
I don't know. I don't know about this. Not if water falls. If water falls, everything turns.
No, but not on the ground.
Yeah, I know. But afterwards, once the water falls on, I'm answering your question. You sponge it. It affects the shayla. I'm giving it a tear. The Gemara says that by the Tzfardeya, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Akiva, Oimer Tzfardeya achas hoysa, umol l'kol ha'oretz Mitzrayim shvishritza, there was a nes, one Tzfardeya came out, and boifin came out from it, a whole bunch of Tzfardeyas, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah screams it and says, Akiva, malach eitz l'hagodes, klach medav risecha, v'lech eitz l'gom v'olis, Tzfardeya achas hoysa v'sharak l'hambein bo, it's a Tzfardeya that called to its friends. Fret the Chasam Sofer, what is the grace of Vikuach? And you see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got so angry to Rabbi Akiva. What's your pshat? Go on the Sechon Nagam and all this. What's this? He said a pshat. It's Agarato. It's a pshat in the Sugya. He says it was Hishritza and he says it was Sharkalam. What's the grace of Vikuach? He says the Chasam Sofer, I'm the Gazaf. The Gemara says in Sochem Dachnun Beis, Chanani Mishol Vazariah, Lomdu Kal Vachoyim from the Tzfardeya. Ma'adach the Tzfardeya, that I'm not Mitzuva. On Kiddush Hashem, we're Master Nefesh. We certainly have to be Master Nefesh. Where? By the Tzalma. Nebuchadnezzar made a Tzelem, and he forced everyone to bow down to it. And Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were Akshon and not to bow down to it. Now, Abad, we have to speak out. It's Machlekes Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri, whether this Tselem was real Avodah Zarah. And if it was real Avodah Zarah L'chor, then Hanani, Mishael, Vazari don't need a Kal V'chomer from the Tselem, from the Tzvardeya. This Taka Din Yarek Val Yaver. Rather, they learned, mostly showing them that it wasn't really Avodah Zarah, but they wanted a Basun to make a Kiddush Hashem, because B'chozes it was double the Kvodi of the Melech. And on that, they made a Yafusa from the Tzvardeya. But they also made a Yafusa from the Tzvardeya only Lagabi getting killed. Not Lagabe Yisurin. But Lagabi getting killed, they're Mechoyev. Now, what was their Kal V'chomer? So Zoktich is a cipher like this. You're making a Kal V'chomer, Madach, the Tzvardeya, that are not Mechoyev, they jumped into the Tanner, and they're not Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. We certainly have to be Moisur Nefesh. So he says, what's the Tzad not to be Moisur Nefesh? The Tzad not to be Moisur Nefesh is, you make a Cheshbin. It's Kedai if you be Moisur Nefesh. If I'm Moisur Nefesh, I'll get killed. And that's a one-time event. Wow. But what about all the krishmas and tefillah and mitzvahs and chesed and daf yomi and whatnot? So many things I can do. It's kedai to make a cheshbon like that. So the emes is, we know the tzvardeya in Perek Shira. What does the tzvardeya say in Perek Shira? Nobody knows Perek Shira. Baruch Shem Kivayi Malchus and Loilam Vahar. The tzvardeya says. Now, the tzvardeya every day goes and says Baruch Shem Kivayi Malchus and Loilam Vahar. He's going to jump into the Tanor. Aleidik, one time he's Meister Nefesh, and then you lose out on the ganze, he had a whole career. That's what Hanani Mishael Vazari learned down. Zok Techasim Seifer. Frek Rav Elazar Ben Azariah to Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said that there was one Tzvardeya, and in a nace, he brought a whole bunch of Tzvardeyas. These are not your regular Class A Tzvardeyas that have been around for the past 30 years. It was a Meifes. They were created by the nace for this purpose. No, of course they jump into the tunnel. That's what they were created for. Then Hanani Mishael Vazari won't have on the car. Rather, says Rav Elazar Ben Azariah, were Tzvardeyas that were around. Regular, one guy, one Tzvardeya came and called all his friends. It's regular, standard, you know, Tzvardeyas. I knew him in high school. That was the guy. So these are Tzvardeyas that are saying Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Elohim Levod every day. And still they jumped into the Tanur for a once-in-a-lifetime, death-time situation and stop. That's what Hanani Mishael Vazari were able to learn out. In a similar, not similar, but a similar idea, the flaw, also in the Yafus of Hanani Mishael Vazariah, it says that if Hanani Mishael Vazariah would have been Yisurim, Ilmolim Nagdua the Hanani Mishael Vazariah, have a Palchul Tzalma, then they would have bowed down. So it's a Mishael the Rishonim, even if it would be Avodah Zarah, they wouldn't be able to withstand the Yisurim, where it means Klapi, the other Kiddush Hashem, Machlokes. But it says that, well, how do they know that? So it says the flaw. It says the Tzvardeyas weren't mitzvah. What do you mean they weren't mitzvah? The pasuk says mefurish, ubo bicha uva'amcha. So says the Haflah, the Tzvardeyas that jumped into the Tanur died. The Tzvardeyas that jumped into the people's me'ayim, and it says they continued being mekarker in the me'ayim. He says that was yisurim. That was yisurim. Of a catch on that they were mechuyev to do. The Tzvardeyas that went into the Me'ayim, they had a Tziva Mefurish. So Hanani Mishael Vazariah, learning up the Sugya, according to the Haflah, to be Mishaiv, to die, that we can make a Yalfusa from the Tzvardeyas, because they weren't Lehevi, and it's Tzavah, to die, and go into a Tanner, and Doch, they did it. So Kosh can ask, even though the Tzelem is not about the Zorah, we're not Mitzvah, over Doch, we'll make a Kal V'chomer from the Tzvardeyas. Over the other way, the Tzvardeyas that went in and were Mesiaser, yeah, but that's because they had a Tzivu Mefurish. We don't have a Tzivu Mefurish on the Tzelem. And that's why, from the Tzvardeya Alein, they learned out not to be Nesiyasa. That's what comes out from the Cheshbon. Vatala Tzvardeya Vatechas Eskol Eretz Mitzrayim. There's a Medrash that says there was an ongoing territorial border dispute between Kush, thank you. You hear last year? Between Kush and Mitzrayim, about where exactly Genoy is the border between Kush and Mitzrayim, and they didn't know. There was always a dispute about it. But by the mark of Mitzrayim, everything was settled, because the Tzvardeya went al kol Eretz Mitzrayim, and but not beyond. So Genoy, to the millimeter, they were able to know exactly where the border was based on the border of Mitzrayim. As they're stating the Medrash. There's another Medrash, similar sounding Medrash. There's a Medrash that there was a territorial border dispute between Kush and Mitzrayim, And by Makas Arba, the Arba, it says, Tia Arba al Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, and because the Arba only went to the border, that's how they knew where the border was between Kush and Mitzrayim. So the Achronim asked Akasha, why was it necessary by Arba to, what's the word?
Resettle.
Yeah. Oh, resettle, it's not half the terrace. One second there. To come to terms over here, the Tzvadei already did it. The terrace is, it's in a first pasuk. In Kapitel Tehillim Kuf Hei, Ki Yadua Kapitel Ayin Ches of Kapitel Kuf Hei has a big arichas on the Yonim of the Ten Makas and Bechlal the Seder and Dvarim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a different order over there, there's different things going on. That's why we have a remez of the Tzah Chadash Bachav, to make sure that you should do it in the order the Torah does it, because in the Pesukim Tehillim it says it in a different order. But over there, one of the Pesukim in Kapitel Kuf Hei, it says, Vayach Gafna Muteinosam Vayeshaber Eitz Gvulam. This is a pasuk describing Makas Borod. And it says it hit all the Kfanim and Tainesim and it broke the eights of the Gvulam. So you see, by Tzvardeh they already set up the border. It was wooden. And then by Barad, it all came smashing down. So therefore by Arbit it was required again to reinstate the what's it called? Parshas Va'era has the first seven Makis. We'll just pick out one thing. It's negay here in Vava Kama. It says v'loymeis mikol l'bnei Yisrael dover. What's the dover? So the pshat is because the Mitzrayim by the dever not only did their behemoths die. There's a medrash that even their kalim died because it's Rashi in Vava Kama daf chof ches shviros and zuim isoson. But by l'bnei Yisrael l'imeis dover garnish. Not even a kli. Everything klapped. But now like this, Rabbi Yehuda hayanoisin behem simonim. The Tzach Adash Be'achav is the Rosh Tevis of the Ten Makis, which we said goes according to the Cheshbin, the Seder of the Torah, not the Seder of Tehillim. The Tzach Adash Be'achav is Gematria 501. And the Indian is because, and has to do with the beginning of the Parsha, Ki Yedua 500 is Teva. 500 is Teva. You know, the Eibishter created the world with Shakai. Shin Dalad Yud says Toisus and Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. If you take the letters Shakai but you spell them out, Shin Yud Nun Dalad Dalad Lamed Tuf. Tuf is spelled, by the way, Tuf Yud Vav, but we're not spelling Tuf now, right? We're just spelling Dalad. Dalad is spelled Dalad Lamed Tuf, not Dalad Lamed Dalad. Shin Yud Nun Dalad Lamed Tuf. Yud is Yud Vav Dalad. Now in Gematria you could do just the letters itself, Shin Dalad and Yud. Or you could do the Miluyoy, which is what we just described. Or you could do the Pnim. The Pnim is you only count the letters inside, not the Shin, Dalet, and the Yud, only the inner letters. The inner letters of Shakai is 500. Because the world, Sha'amar Lo Yilomay Dai, is set as 500. And that's why the Gemara says in the Chagiga that each Rakiya, and between each Rakiya is 500. And Peru Revu is Gematria 500. And a person has Ramach Evorin. But a woman has Ranab Evorin. And when you put them together, that's 500. Because Teva and the inner of Shakai, and there are many other things also, is 500. But then the Rabbanu Shlomo over here by the 10 Makas is going beyond that. That we did already. But now it's Hashem Ish Melchama. Ish is Taka, Aleph is Kael, and the Shin is Shakai, but the Yud is the Yud Kei Bovke. Ish. He is now introducing the next facet. The Tzach Adash Bachav is 501. It's beyond the Gedorim of that Teva, creating a new world order. Going to break all the territorial disputes and various other things. Good.